On Air vás zdraví Veronika Rupert a teď už mám ve studiu hosty. Mám tady kapelu Not, která vystoupí zítra na festivalu Alternativa v Praze. Tenhle festival startuje právě dnes a má podtitul Festival hutné hudby. Jak hutná bude hudba Not, tak to uslyšíte v zápětí. A v tuhle chvíli vítám kapelu ve studiu v téměř kompletním aktuálním složení. Je tady Alex, který se stará o elektroniku. Welcome in Radio Wave, Alex.
Hello.
Pak je tady Paddy, který zpívá, hraje na kytaru, frontman kapely.
Hello.
A dále je tady Chris, který se stará o elektroniku, taky hraje na kytaru a další nástroje. Hello.
Hi.
A potom tady máme zvukového inženýra Andyho. Hello.
Hello.
Vítejte všichni na Radio Wave. Welcome at Radio Wave. We are excited to have you here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you will have gig at Alternativa Festival.
That's right.
We should start with your fresh music because you have fresh album out this year. So could you introduce the new album?
Well, we have two albums out this year. Actually.
Two albums, okay.
Yeah. The main album would be the main Nod album is called Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just released an album with a chap called Anthony Child, who is also known as Surgeon,
mm-hmm.
who is very, very well known and active techno producer and live techno guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just recently released an album, self-released an album, collaborating with Tony.
And that's called how?
It's called Behind the Lids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an album we did to actually, it's to raise money to fix the roof of the arts venue that we are involved with back in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. Takže v letošním roce Not vydali hned dvě alba. První se jmenuje Mirror a to druhé, které je čerstvější a které se vydali sami, vzniklo ve spolupráci s technoproducentem, který si také říká Surgeon. Ta deska se jmenuje Behind the Lids a je to vlastně deska, kterou vydělávají peníze na střechu jednoho uměleckého centra, ve kterém také sami působí. Could you introduce more this artistic center?
Sorry, could I introduce
the mill?
Oh, the mill, yeah, the mill. It's Islington Mill. It's quite a well known. It's getting more and more well known. It's internationally. It houses 50 artist studios,
okay.
A gallery space. We have a venue space, so we can have club nights and gigs, workshops. We have a bed and breakfast for artists in residency and for the general public.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic place, and it's been our sort of creative hub and home for seven years or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and it's like a 200-year-old cotton mill. So the building it's a solid building, but the roof is in a state of disrepair. And we're just all everybody who's involved at the mill is pitching in to try and raise some money for it. So we did what we could do best, which is to release some music and hopefully contribute as much as we can to the, keeping the space alive for another 200 years.
Takže bavíme se tady vlastně o budově, která je pro Not kreativním zázemím a domovem posledních 6 nebo 7 let. Je to 200 let starý dům, který se tady jmenuje Islington Mill, je v Manchesteru a je to prostor, který si možná můžeme představit trošku jako pražskou Meat Factory, když se to tak poslouchám, protože je to místo, kde je na 50 uměleckých studií, je tam prostor pro galerie, je tam prostor pro hudbu, dějou se tam workshopy, výstavy a mnoho dalšího a právě ta druhá letošní deska má přinést peníze na to, aby se tahle budova lépe rekonstruovala, aby se jí dala do pořádku střecha. So let's introduce the music now. We were talking about the building, about the cultural center.
Yeah.
Let's introduce the music. We will play older track soon, but I would like to hear more about your new music. How does
okay.
it sound?
The new music, I mean, the band Nod, we're in a constant state of flux. So we have many faces. And the face that the phase that we're going through now is what you see in front of you, four people, and we're doing a more electronics-based sort of thing, something that it's new for us. It doesn't really reflect the two albums we've released this year,
mm-hmm.
but that's how we operate, basically. We constantly evolve and push ourselves and the people that like our music, the people that listen to it, to to try and, you know, explore new avenues of music and not be pigeonholed and not become just one thing, you know. So that's what we do, and that's what. So it's hard for us to say, okay, this is the new album, and this is, because we release an album and then that's finished. We'll probably never play that material ever again. Mm-hmm. So we're not like here to promote an album.
Dobře.
You know, we're here to promote Nod and music.
Tak myslím, že Nod opravdu skvěle sedí do programu festivalu Alternativa, protože zatímco některé kapely, které jsou tak, řekla bych, jako tradičně komerčně zaměřené, tak vlastně vydají album a pak jedou turné a na tom hrají všechny ty hity z toho nového alba, snaží se ho prodat vlastně co nejlépe, tak Nod k tomu přistupují jinak. Říkají mi, už jsme teď úplně někde jinde, než jsme byli na těch dvou deskách, které letos vyšly. Naše hudba je teď mnohem elektroničtější, jaká je, tak to si můžete poslechnout zítra večer na koncertě v rámci festivalu Alternativa, o kterém budeme ještě mluvit, ale každopádně to bude něco nového, protože Nod se neustále vyvíjí a jdou dopředu. Poslechněte si teď jejich track, který se jmenuje Breaking the Hex. Not na rádiu Wave a track Breaking the Hex ve vysílání On Air, ve kterém vás zveme na festival Alternativa. Ten začal takovou zahřívačkou už tuto sobotu 5. listopadu. Dnes je první oficiální den a zítra v klubu FAMU můžete živě vidět kapelu Not, která je také se mnou ve studiu. Je tady Alex, Paddy, Chris a Andy, to znamená skoro kompletní sestava Not, a posloucháme tady společně track Breaking the Hex. Could you comment on this song, how old it is and what is it about?
The song, it was about, what, 2 years ago, Chris?
Yeah, 2015, I think we did this, was it? Or was it released in 2015? I don't know, we're always like a year ahead of what we release, yeah. So it's difficult to kind of try and pick. But this album in its entirety was kind of like Islington Mill the musical, really. It was like something where we tried to document a time and a place where we were at. There's a lot of like spoken word on the album throughout, which is like four different people who were milling about the mill at that time, who we asked certain questions about political landscape, how they thought about religion, you know, different questions, and kind of got their responses and peppered the album with those voices to kind of give it more of a flavour as to what was going on at that time in that place.
It's like a concept album, isn't it? It's like the closest thing we got to a concept album. It's like three discs, you know. It's like a really long album. It's a bit of a complicated thing, a bit like Islington Mill, a bit kind of like what the album is based around, this idea of community and personal space and politics and the hive mind and that kind of thing, really. And that album, we've released two albums since then, haven't we? But it's still a relatively fresh album, you know, because we do things at a ridiculous rate, so it's possibly a bit too much for people to swallow.
We've not even took it in yet.
Takže je to vlastně stroj alba, které bylo zachycením prostředí a doby, ve které bylo nahrávano. Kromě hudby na téhle desce můžete také slyšet nahrávky mluveného slova, které mluví o politice, náboženství, o komunitě, osobním prostoru a věcech, které se vlastně v té době řešily kolem kulturního kreativního centra v Islington Mill v Manchesteru, ve kterém vlastně Not dlouhodobě působí a jsou tam usazení. Tomorrow you will perform in Prague. Newest fresh music. What can people expect at Club FAMU?
Just like sort of Pet Shop Boys remixes. the odd like, I don't know, the odd like rabbit out of a hat. You know what I mean? Like squeezy chicken.
Wind up teeth.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We're not fully sure. I mean, expect the unexpected. It's Nod. It's like we'll do what we feel like doing within the space. And that's how we do it, really. We don't really half the time know what to expect ourselves, and that's what makes it exciting for us and hopefully for the people that come to the shows. So hopefully it will be like that. And but tomorrow for us, it's great because we get to play with Lightning Glove, who are like one of my favourite Czech bands, Prague bands especially. I've released a couple of their albums on my label, so we have quite a connection with Prague, I think, with Victor, because Victor, who was here, but he's disappeared. Victor always puts our shows on, and the Lightning Glove guys, we have a good connection. They've come and played in Islington Mill with us and played in Manchester, so we have a nice connection with her. And I'm sure whatever we do tomorrow, people will probably like it I think Prague people who come to our shows know to expect the unexpected from Nod.
Jak se mohli slyšet, tak zítra máte čekat neočekávané, může to být úplně cokoliv, jsou to Not, takže pokud už jste někdy na jejich koncertě byli, tak víte, o co jde. Každopádně jsou rádi, že zítra na Alternativě hrají v klubu FAMU, a to mimo jiné společně s kapelou Lightning Glove, se kterou jsou spříznění a které Pedy vydal několik releaseů na svém labelu. What is the setup for tomorrow's show?
Like I say,
guitar.
Yeah, I'm going to be stroking a cat. Chris will be rubbing a chicken.
As always, I'm twiddling my knobs.
Yeah, Alex will be twiddling his knobs, and Rakes will be, I don't know, on the internet, possibly.
Takže tady chutnávka toho, co můžete vlastně očekávat od Not. And now just a brief view in your future now. What are you up to now? What are you doing now as a band?
Well,
what is the most important things for you these days?
Well, as a band, the most important thing for us is moving forward with the music. But like, we've been a band for 10 years in 2017, and we weren't initially going to make a big deal of that, but it's kind of happened that it's going to be a big deal. So from March, April next year, we will be touring a lot with a big lineup for some shows, possibly 8 to 9 people. It's going to be the biggest Nod sound, hopefully, to date. And we're looking forward to taking that on the road and absolutely smashing it. And that's where we're at. And releasing more albums. We've got 3 albums coming out next year as well.
Already done.
Yeah. So there's going to be 3 albums. So I'm one of those albums. Well, all of those albums are good, but one of those albums is a collaboration with a Dutch band called Radar Men from the Moon, and that's going to be it's the project is known as Temple of BBV, and it's going to be that is going to be a killer album. That's really exciting. So yeah, big year next year, and we're just going to go for it. And hopefully come back and play Prague in April and May. Yeah.
Takže Not se vlastně teď nachází ve velmi zajímavém bodu své kariéry nebo života té kapely, protože příští rok budou mít už 10 let fungování, což původně nechtěli nějak zvlášť řešit nebo tomu přikládat nějakou důležitost. Ale nakonec to dopadlo tak, že je to vlastně celkem velká událost, že už fungují 10 let, a pro příští rok plánují jednak vydání 3 nových desek, jedna z nich ve spolupráci se zajímavým holandským hudebním projektem, která má být opravdu zajímavá velmi, velmi, a dále také chystají velké turné k těm 10 letům fungování Not, na kterém budou vystupovat ve veliké sestavě 8 až 9 hudebníků. So good luck with everything. Enjoy tomorrow's show at Club FAMU.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Not na Radio Wave.